blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. From God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 437 and the first two stanzas. No longer, Lord, despise me, nor in thy wrath chastise me. In thy mercy I implore. How long thine anger cherish? Consumed thereby I perish. My soul is troubled sore. 1 and 2 of Psalter 437.
Thank you. Scripture reading for this afternoon can be found in the book of in the Song of Solomon and thereof chapter 3. But first, the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Song of Solomon, chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. I held him and would not let him go until I had brought him into my mother's house and into the chamber of her that conceived me. I charge you, O ye daughters of Jerusalem, by the roes and by the hinds of the field, that ye stir not up nor awake my love till he please. Who is this that cometh out of the wilderness, like pillars of smoke, perfumed with myrrh and frankincense, with all powders of the merchant? Behold, his bed, which is Solomon's, 70 valiant men are about it, of the valiant of Israel. They all hold swords, being expert in war. Every man hath his sword upon his thigh because of fear in the night. King Solomon made himself a chariot of the wood of Lebanon. He made the pillars thereof of silver, the bottom thereof of gold, the covering of it of purple, the midst thereof being paved with love for the daughters of Jerusalem. Go forth, O ye daughters of Zion, and behold King Solomon with the crown wherewith his mother crowned him in the day of his espousals, and in the day of the gladness of his heart. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. O Lord of heaven and of earth, we are they that do spend money for that which is not bread, and our labors for that which satisfieth not. Oh, how deep is our fall, for we can have a form of religion and come up unto thy house of prayer and bow our knees and read thy word, and yet be dead in trespasses and in sins, with a heart that pants after all this world and all that is carnal. All the rivers run into the sea, and yet the sea is not full. No satisfaction, and yet we have no thought of thee. no desire for Thee, no love for Thee, no longing for Thee. Oh, that Thou may look upon us, for we are in Thy house, in Thy house of prayer, and we have heard already the doctrines according to Thy holy word, and what we may believe in an outward way. And we have heard a little portion of Thy word, a soul's portion, a portion for Thy people. And Lord, Thou knowest where that they are for Thy church. That is for them. It really consists of them. In truth and in uprightness, the whole world revolves for them. The whole universe of which man now may see more and more with his telescopes, further and further into the distance, to see more and more of the magnificence of Thy creation and yet remain an atheist. O Lord, how deep is our fall? And there is none of us that can put our hand in our own bosom and take it out clean. For we are worse than the world, having had so many privileges, so that Thou sayest, if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon that had been done in Thee, they would have repented long ago. O Lord, give us a smiting upon our breast, a chastising of ourselves, for our wretchedness, for our deadness, for our sinfulness, for our guilt, for our ingratitude, that our eyes may go open to see who that Thou art for a wretched and a sinful creature, not only in all Thy long-suffering, not only in all that Thou givest us in this world, health, strength, food and drink and so many blessings and pleasures of this world, but that Thou givest also Thy holy word and Thy truth, and that we may receive from our fathers that interpretation of Thy word. When we have been shown from the days of our childhood that Thou art the righteous and the just God, and Thou art also a merciful God, a gracious God, showing mercy unto thousands. Oh, that Thou may remember us then also and our children, and when that word does come unto us continually, oh, that we may not go on anymore in the hardness of our hearts, but that Thou wouldst break our hearts and make them contrite before Thee. Give us a true heart tear in this day, a true supplication at Thy throne of grace, that Thou wouldst come not only with the opening of all the natural storehouses, but that Thou wouldest open the storehouses of that greater Joseph. For there are blessings to be had from Thee that are so far above all the blessings of this world. They are spiritual. They are eternal. They will go with us through death. They will bring us through death over that great river, and that we may be received at Thy judgment seat in mercy. O Lord, give unto us this day a little undeserved blessing out of Thy heavenly store, And wilt thou come with thy Spirit? And wilt thou work in the hearts of both young and old? And wilt thou show unto us how it stands between God and our soul? And wilt thou make sin to become exceeding sinful? And wilt thou make thy dear Son to become exceeding beautiful and precious? Oh, show him in a special way unto those who do despair, for thou knowest their place. Oh, that they may also be in our midst in this afternoon hour, because it is necessary, and that we despair of everything from our own side and from the side of man, and that we may see the beauty of a revealed Christ. Oh, then we shall magnify thee. And then heaven shall come to the earth a little in the heart of a sinner. Oh, remember all thy people. Thou sayest, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? And Lord, then we do have so many fears, because our hearts are deceitful above all things, and they are desperately wicked. And we can read in thy word that thou sayest that the kingdom of heaven here upon the earth, that is as seed that did fall unto the ground. And then it is not all good ground. O Lord, give us a self-examination, especially when in a little time we hope to commemorate thy Holy Supper in the midst of us, and that we may begin a little in this day already with a little preparation, with a little turning inward, and with a little forsaking of all that is about us, and that we may ask ourselves how it is with thee. Oh, show unto us our great need for eternity, if that has never been shown unto us. And wilt thou show unto us a way of salvation? Oh, in thy own time, Lord, look upon thy children, thy own church. Oh, do instruct them more and more. For thou sayest that instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree that grows in the valley, and that weeps, that points that fir tree up unto thee only. O Lord, that they may be found in the midst of us, and that thou may give an increase in the pointing to thee, and that thou may give an increase in the bowing, in the weeping, and then they are made more ripe, even as the corn, then it is bowing more and more, the closer that time comes to when it shall be reaped, and when there shall be a rejoicing over the fruits that thou hast given in thy church. O Lord, then it must become with thy people less and less and nothing, that thou mayest become more and more and everything, that thou mayest show this also unto each one of us. Some are old already, become old under thy truth, and yet must confess unconverted, O Lord, that it may be also a burden, a great burden, and that thou who art able to convert a sinner 100 years old, that thou may remember them in thy mercy and give a cry to thee, all of us, young, middle-aged, that we are not too young to die, not too young to be converted, as a Timothy, as an Obadiah, as a Samuel, as a David. It is all in thy word. O, give our children and youth tender hearts, and that they may fear to sin and desire to walk according to all thy ways. O Lord, remember us then. All the sick and weak in a natural way, thou knowest where that they are. The deaf, the blind, the handicapped in the midst of this world, those who do suffer addictions, that are not able in themselves, or we are also addicted to sin, and that we cannot put it away. And thy servant did say it himself, the good that I would I do not, and the evil that I would not that I do. But thou art able to save and to deliver also an addicted person. All remember, each in their own circumstances, husbands, wives, parents, children, in all their circumstances, and wilt thou supply for all thy servants. Remember the candidate who hopes to move in this week to his new place. And wilt thou give traveling mercies to him, to his family, settle him in that place where he hopes to be united to his new congregation, and that he may do his labors there and be with all that bring thy word, be with all that are magistrates in the land. Give faithfulness, diligence, wisdom, the fear of thee. Help us also this hour. Strengthen us in mind and body. Give us love, give us wisdom, discretion, the fear of thy name, both in preaching but also in hearing, ears to hear, hearts to understand. Oh, convert us, visit us, Lord. And with thy salvation, with a little crumb that falls from the master's table unto the dogs, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 231 all the stanzas. Lord, thou hast in favor shown thy land, restored again thy captive band, and thy people's sins thou pardoned hast, and all their guilt hast covered o'er, removed from them, and thy anger sore, all thy fierce wrath behind thee cast. 231, all the stanzas. Congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in the portion read to you, Song of Solomon, chapter 3, and thereof the verses 1 through 4a, the first part of verse 4. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. To whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. So far the words of our text. The repentant bride, first in her missing. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. That is the repentant bride in her missing. Second, in her seeking, I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways. I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? It is the repentant bride in her seeking, and last in her finding, it was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. The repentant bride in her missing, in her seeking, and in her finding. By night on my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. It is congregation night. And how is it in the night, children? How is it in the night? What is peculiar about the night? What is the difference between the night and the day? Say, well, in the day it is light. And then at night, it is dark. Sometimes lonely. Sometimes maybe you say, I am even afraid. A little bit afraid. In the dark. In the night. Now our text that says, by night upon my bed. What does it speak about? That song is a spiritual song. The Song of Solomon. It speaks not merely about natural things, but he speaks about the life of the soul. And thus he speaks here about the night. The night in the soul. Do you know what that is? Night in the soul? Because there are days in the soul, and then there are nights in the soul. Here it speaks about the night in the soul. That is the darkness. When there is so little light, and when the soul is so very lonely and sometimes also afraid. There is a difference between the state of God's church and the condition of God's church. The state of God's church does not change. That in regeneration is brought into a living state. It is the state of life, and that is life that never dies. It is the beginning of eternal life. It goes on forever and forever and forever. That is the doctrine of the perseverance of the saints. It cannot die. Do you wish to have something, young people, that you will never lose? What are you seeking? Because if you seek all the things in this world, that does not compare with this life. A life that is never lost, that cannot change. And yet in the condition of the life of that people, and then there are often changes, just like the changes of day and night. Zacharias, he spoke about the day spring from on high. He says, the day spring from on high hath visited us. What does he speak about? He speaks about the coming, the visit of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then there is light, as when he was born, and there was light in the midst of the darkness. And here it is spoken about darkness, no light. Thus, when Christ, he is so hidden for his church, then it is dark. Do you know what that is? Because if we know the light of the day in a spiritual way, then we will know the difference also between the day and the night. By night upon my bed. Bed is a place of rest, and if you can rest, then that rest is very sweet to a laboring man. But are you ever a little restless upon your bed? Because that is what we read here. She is on her bed, but she is not altogether restful. She says, by night upon my bed, I sought him whom my soul loves. She's not sleeping. No, it says she is seeking. What kind of seeking is that? Upon her bed. To seek upon her bed. Say, how can that be such a very diligent seeking? No, it is not a very diligent seeking. It is not a very earnest seeking. When she is lying on her bed and she says, I sought him. Oh, she says, it was really more a wishing than a seeking. She is sleeping. She is lying down, as it were, while that she says, seeking him. What does Solomon speak about? He speaks about a very common condition of the church of God. He speaks about something that he has known also within his own life, and what is not unknown to God's own people. There is in the heart of this people a missing that does not go away, because spiritual life, that is something that does not die. Paul says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. But here we read of a bride who has been overtaken by a carnal security. In the Song of Solomon, the first chapter, we read also about a bed. But it says, our bed. Later on in this chapter, in the seventh verse, we read, behold, his bed. But here in this verse, we read, it says, my bed. By night upon my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Oh, she has made her own bed. She has taken an ease from that spiritual warfare, from that spiritual diligence. Oh, then she has been drawn away. Oh, it is not necessarily by the sinful things, but even by the lawful things that are in the midst of this world. As she has been enjoying something of the pleasantries of the lawful gifts that the Lord does give in the midst of this life. She's been busy with her family. He has been busy with his work, been working very, very hard. But do you know what has become for her? It has become her bed. She has taken a little rest. Is she happy? Is she content? No, she isn't. She is not at all. She knows that it is not right. She knows that it is not good. She is dissatisfied. She is discontent. She misses. She misses. Who does she miss? What does she miss? She says, by night upon my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. Oh, what was that for him? What kind of a title was that for him to hear her say that? Oh, that was a bowel-moving title, like Joseph sitting on his throne. And when he saw his brothers, and they are in need of food, oh, then his bowels, they are moved for his brethren. Oh, him whom my soul loveth. In regeneration, the Lord plants love. Do you have love in your soul? Do you have love, boys and girls, for the Lord? Do you ask the Lord to give you love for him? Ask the Lord for that. Because there is nothing so good as when the Lord will give us to serve and to love him from the days of our very youth. Oh, to say when we are just a child, I love the Lord. That is a wonderful thing. Is that the same thing as here? Oh, if it is true, it will lead to this, but it is not the same thing. Because if the Lord converts us and gives us love to him, then it is love to him as our creator, as our maker, that is who we left. Then we receive a godly sorrow that all that life of mine, I am showered with gifts from him, running over, and my heart that does not love him, it does not serve him. And so the Lord is giving that love for him again to turn a man's heart, to give him true repentance, to draw him unto himself. Oh, that is to love God, that is more in a general way. But that is different here, because the bride knows here who that she is missing. That is not God in general, but that is the mediator, that is the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the Son of God, that is the bridegroom of the bride. There are steps, congregation, in the life of grace. Do you believe that? Never let go of that, young people, because that is being challenged today, because a historical faith, a temporary faith that knows nothing of those steps, it experiences nothing of those steps, and it wants to be included, and so it will throw them all away. But it is not according to the word of God. John, he speaks about fathers, about young men, and about children in grace. Steps. Here in the Song of Solomon, we read about the bride. We read about the virgins or the upright. They would be the same. And then we read about the daughters of Jerusalem. Thus, they are all of God's children, but they are not all in that same stage, as we would say of our of us in a natural way, of life. Here the bride speaks about him whom my soul loveth. And she is thereby distinguished in this from the daughters of Jerusalem. Why? Because the daughters of Jerusalem do not say that. No, they ask her, what is thy beloved more than another beloved? They do not understand the bride and what she has for him, that bridegroom that makes him so necessary, so beautiful, so precious unto her. Thus there is a distinction. Oh, are those daughters of Jerusalem then part of that true church? Are they then also God's children? They are. They are daughters of Jerusalem. They are born in Jerusalem. They have citizens' rights. But they are not yet come to that same knowledge of that bride. In a few weeks, congregation, we hope to commemorate the Holy Supper of the Lord. Is that then for all of God's people in the church? Oh, we know we have to have a church right first. We need to be a confessing member of the church in good standing. That is in the first place. But we also have to have a divine right. You say, who has a divine right? That is God's people. That's right. All of God's people, do they have a divine right to that table? Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. Why? Because they are the Lord's children. That is the oldest one and the youngest one. The Lord would not be angry if the youngest one of his people would come unto his table. They have a right to it because it belongs to his people. It is all for that true church of God. And yet, what would happen, boys and girls, maybe sometimes your mother brings to the table your little brother, your little sister in her arms, and she is holding her or him at the table. Does she have a right to be at that table, that little baby? You say, of course. That is my little sister. That is my little brother. She is part of the family. She has a right to be there. But now another question. Does your mother then feed your little brother the food from that table? Oh, you say, she is too young yet. She is too young yet. She cannot yet eat that food. And so for that church of God, there is a time that church is too young. There is a time in that the food that is set there at that table is not yet appropriate for that people. And what is it now that is distinguishing between those partakers who may eat there in an appropriate way? Well, the bride She is speaking here about him whom my soul loveth. Oh, that is Christ. That is that spiritual bridegroom. And now, there can be no proper right eating at the table unless there is at least some little knowledge and love for him. That is now the distinguishing in the midst even of the true church of God, because there is that love for him is still lacking in that new birth. Oh, then they are like those daughters of Jerusalem. They say, who is he? Oh, they love the Lord, but they do not know. They do not have a need yet for the Lord Jesus Christ. When is that given? Oh, that is given in their soul sickness. That is given in the impossibility in their soul. That is given in the soul's despair. That is given in the revelation of the Lord, of his own and dearly begotten Son, in a time when they may be given to see him, to behold him, when the Lord reveals him, as the apostles said. Unto their soul. Oh, then we do not speak about the assurance of faith. No, that is not necessary. We do not speak about the highest gifts of grace. No, it is also for those younger ones. But do you know what the Bible says? The upright love thee. And then it is speaking about those upright ones, those virgins. They love thee. And now it is him who is the central place at that table. And there needs to be some knowledge and some love for him. By night upon my bed I sought him whom my soul loveth. So that is the difference between the bride and the virgins, or the upright. Who are the virgins? Oh, when the Lord shows himself, when he reveals himself to his people, then they become, as it were, the virgins, the upright. Oh, then there is one thing in their life. There is one person in their life, oh, that is the bridegroom. Everything else in this world, and that is nothing in comparison. Their whole life that is all dedicated unto that blessed mediator. Then the love for him that is being drawn forth out of their heart. Oh, then they are able, and by that Spirit of the Lord, in all of that love, to forsake the world and every former friend. The bride remembers those days. But with the bride, it has become different. She thinks back upon those days. She looks at her own life. And her own life has become very, very slack. No, she is not happy. By night upon my bed, I sought him whom my soul loveth. Secretly, she still loves him. But it is secret. Inside, yes, she still desires him. She misses him. And therefore, she says, I sought him. But she says, I sought him upon my bed. I did not seek him very diligently. I was too lazy to do more. I tried to maintain it with a little bit of religion. I went to church, folded my hands, closed my eyes, prayed. Or if I could find a little time, I still read a little bit. And maybe I even spoke a little bit sometimes. And inside I said, hypocrite, hypocrite. Because it is not coming from your heart. By night upon my bed, I sought him whom my soul loved. And what was now the fruit of that seeking? Upon her bed, she says, I sought him, but I found him not. Indeed, because that is not a seeking that finds him. She knows that. She feels that. She says it to no one. But inside she says, I am guilty. I have no one else to blame for the condition of my life but my own self. Because that is no seeking. And if the Lord would reward such a seeking, then he would reward my laziness. And the Lord will not do that. But I found him not. And thus he stayed away. And thus that missing continues. How long? Doesn't say here. Doesn't say. Sometimes congregation that can be for years, that God's people go over the world in verse 1 of Song of Solomon, chapter 3. By night on my bed I sought him, whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. You know how long it does not last? It doesn't last forever. It cannot last forever. Because she cannot miss him forever. That is what we see in the next verse. You know what she says? I will rise now. I will rise now. What is that? It is a resolution. It is a resolution by a bride who misses her bridegroom, but who cannot miss him anymore. I will rise now. She chastises herself for her sloth. She chastises herself for her idolatry, dabbling with all of the idols that are in the midst of this world. Oh, she makes a resolution. She says, I will go and return unto my first husband, for then was it better with me than now. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways, and I will seek him whom my soul loveth. Oh, she resolves indeed to seek him. Because she cannot miss him. Oh, I will rise now. I will not wait. I will get up. And I will put more effort into it. I'm going to do it like I used to do it. Maybe many years ago. Oh, I am going to do it now with all my heart. so that it may be with me like it was, oh, maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago, when the Lord came over in my great need in those days, as it was in my first love. Oh, that my heart went after him. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets. Oh, what is that city? That city is the church of God, because the church of God is a city. David says, Jerusalem is a city that is compact together, that is united together, that is the city of God's people, that is where the citizens, the members of that true church are. Paul says, you are no more strangers, but you're fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. Oh, that city has a governor. That city has government. That city that has laws. That city that has watchmen. I will rise now and go about the city in the streets and in the broad ways, and I will seek him whom my soul loveth. Oh, and she resolves to make more of the use of that public means. Oh, I am going to go in now with God's people. I am going to take more pains. I'm going to use with earnestness those means of grace. I'm going to be busy with it in the streets, in the lanes, in the broad ways of that city. I'm going to forsake the world and every former friend. I'm going to do as I have done in the days gone by, that it may be with me again that one day in thy courts is better than 1,000. I will rise now. And how does she fare? Let us sing first. 123. If we have forgotten the name of our God, or unto an idol our hands spread abroad, shall not the Almighty uncover this sin? He knows all our hearts and the secrets within. 1, 2, and 3 of 123.
Thank you.
I will rise now and go about the city in the streets, and in the broad ways I will seek him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. I sought him. Thus her resolution was not in vain. She did it. She arises from her sloth. Inside there is perhaps a little bit of hope. Inside there is perhaps a little bit of expectation. Or her listening that becomes more attentive. Her meditations, they become more frequent. Her supplications, they become more earnest. I sought him. Oh, she confesses her guilt before the Lord. There are tears that are flowing over her cheeks. She pleads. She pleads with him that he may forgive her sin. She cries after a little token. She cries after a little opening. Oh, she asks the Lord if he may yet give to her just a little bit of light. Her walk that becomes much more careful. Oh, she looks. She is watching. She is listening. Oh, she wants to hear an answer. She is looking for a little word. She is looking for a little smile. I sought him, but I found him not. It remains quiet. It remains dark. Elijah was on his knees. 6 times he sent his servant. 6 times his servant comes back. There is nothing. There is nothing. Samson. Oh, he is playing with fire. Playing with fire. And then, in the end, he arises. He gets up. He says, I will shake myself like I did before. But he wished not that the Lord was departed from him. I sought him, but I found him not. Oh, what thoughts are now going through the soul of this bride? Then she has to learn that she does not have that all at her fingertips. Oh, no, she has to learn how sinful that her departure was. Oh, what goes through her mind? She says, it is all gone. And I have no power to get it back again. I have sinned it all away. Oh, what a fool. What a fool. What a fool. I sought him, but I found him not. The watchmen that go about the city found me. Who are the watchmen? The watchmen of that city are the ministers of God's word. They are the watchmen over the house of God. They are appointed by God to guard over that house of God, because that city that is often in danger. There are wolves that come to take away the sheep out of the flock. There are enemies without, there are enemies within. And now that watchman, he is set there as a guard. Oh, then it is especially the tender ones. Oh, the mothers, the tender mothers with the tender children. It is especially those tender ones for which that watchman has an obligation. The watchmen go about the city, we read. They watch, they take cognizance, they look, they see. What are the dangers? Who are then the proud who are ready to come against the weak to take away their food? He is watching that that city is not besieged, that famine does not come into the land, so that God's children will have no more any bread. The watchmen that go about the city found me. All the word of God by their mouth searched me out. It found me. It explained me. It apprehended me. It was just as if that watchman knew me. He found me. That arrow that went into my heart, between the joints of the harness, so that I had to say, carry me out of the battle, for I am sorely wounded. That sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the watchmen that go about the city found me. He opened up my case. He spake to my condition, just as if he knew me. It was so accurate. It was so true. He pointed me out. He laid open my sin. But he also laid open my missing. He also laid open the love of my heart. Oh, he found me, even like Jesus found Peter when he said unto him three times, lovest thou me? Oh, then he brought me back to my guilt. Three times over again to the grief of my heart. And then that blessed answer, O Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest all things, despite how it looks, despite how it is in an outward way, despite my sloth, despite my sin, despite my slack, O Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. The watchmen that go about the city found me, to whom I said, saw ye him whom my soul loveth? Oh, what a bond that is now in her heart with these watchmen, a bond for their honesty, because they refuse to sew pillows under my armpits. Oh, and because the Lord found me, spoke to me through them, or of that Samaritan woman. Then we read that she said, come see a man who told me all things, whatever I did. That was all her sin, her whole life. And she loved him. she loved him for, to whom I said, saw ye him, whom my soul loveth. What does she do? She goes to him, like after the sermon, like in his study, in a private way, to whom I said. Oh, she wants to talk to him, to that watchman, to that minister. And then we don't read what that minister said to her. That is here left out. But do you know what he has then? He has then such a blessed opportunity. A blessed opportunity to speak to her of him whom her soul loveth, and who his soul loveth. Oh, they are, congregation, some of the most blessed times. The most blessed times that God's servants may have, because she comes to him with a question. She does not come to him with all kinds of curiosities, even about the Bible. No, she has a soul question. Oh, how that watchman rejoices to hear that there is in the midst of that city persons with questions concerning their soul. She is in dead earnest. She is missing. She is at her wit's end. She doesn't know what to do anymore. She doesn't know where to go anymore. Oh, blessed conversation that he may have with her. Sometimes the Lord is giving such an entrance then. And when they may speak together, and when there is such a longing and such a desiring to hear and to receive a visit from the Lord, do we know what that is? But do you know what we read here? It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him whom my soul loveth. Do you know what that means? She did not find him when she was speaking to that watchman. She did not find him under his explanations. She did not find him under his encouragements. Oh, she had to go away from that place. That can, congregation, be so discouraging, because such a person does not know where to go anymore. Where do I go anymore? But do you know what she has to experience? That even God's servants, whom the Lord places in that vineyard for that purpose, even God's servants, they cannot help me. They cannot help me. Does she go to the wrong place then? No. No, they are there for that purpose. But now, what does the Lord do in the life of his people? He takes away all the expectations of his people, that they have nowhere else to go. And when she leaves that place, oh, where do you think that watchman is going? Oh, then that watchman, he is going on his knees. He is going on his knees, because he is the watchman over the citizens of that city. Oh, he has a work to do from the Lord. And now, where do you think that bride went? Where do you think, young people? Where do you think the bride went? You said the minister went on his knees. You can be sure of that. And you know where that bride went? What does the Lord Jesus, what did God's servant say to Christ He said, "To whom else shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life." Where do you think she went? She had nowhere else to go. Nowhere else to go. And therefore, she is also going on her knees. We read of that father of the lunatic. He said to the Lord Jesus, "We ask thy disciples, the watchmen, and they could not cast him out. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Where now has she to go? There is only one place for her to go. Do you know what the Bible says? A little further. A little further than those watchmen. Yes, bride. She goes a little further. That is, to the Lord himself. In her renewed trouble, in her renewed guilt, in her renewed impossibility, a little further, and there. It was but a little that I passed from them, but I found him. Oh, my soul loveth. Oh, I found him. Oh, that is a wonder to her soul. It cannot but be. It cannot but be. It has to be, right? Why? Because that bride is lying under the promise of Christ. What does he say? That when they shall seek me with all their heart, they shall find me. It cannot but be. Because she is lying under that promise. But now to her, that is the greatest wonder. Why? Because it is a finding after a holy despairing. Oh, she says, "I found him." And she knows it. She knows it. So how does she know it? Oh, there is a difference. You ask the people if they know the difference between those two things you read here. "I found him not," and "I found him." Oh, they are the differences between the night and the day, between the darkness and the light. "I found him." Oh, faith knows what it does. Faith is conscious of what it does. When it may receive the gift of believing, faith knows that. "I found him." Oh, then their soul looks to him. Then their soul believes in him. Then their soul rejoices in him. Then their soul receives of his grace. It receives of his mercy in all their guilt, in all their unworthiness. "I found him." Oh, it is to her the wonder of wonders that he is even willing to be found of me. That is the second time, not just the first time, But after I have sinned also away all of his gifts and all of his blessings, I found him. Oh, then she is ready to tell the whole church how good that the Lord is. And then she is ready to confess him and to confess the greatness of his grace, that it is as wide as the ocean. And she is ready to speak unto those daughters of Jerusalem and to say unto them, oh, he is not far away from them that seek him, from them that seek him with all their heart. Or are there also then such in the midst of us? Because then they will be ready also to show forth the Lord's death till he come. But next week we hope to continue a little, the Lord willing. The Lord bless his word for his name's sake. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, remember thy people. O wilt thou find them? O the watchmen have found me. Lord, if we cannot find them, but thou knowest where they are, wilt thou look them up? O that thou mayst speak unto them a little word, give them a little token, give them a little light in the darkness of their soul. O give a holy jealousy in the lives of others, that there may be a drawing to receive the blessings of the true people of the Lord, that happy people, though that they are afflicted with so many trials and tribulations, spiritual, natural, here in this world, even as in the Omai of old. O give those that may be wholly jealous, and that they may also make a sincere resolution. O Lord, then it only can come from thee, but what comes from thee shall return unto thee, and thou shalt be glorified thereby when new ones are brought into thy kingdom, and in the multitude of subjects is the honor of the king. O Lord, magnify then thyself and thy dear Son in the midst of us, by young and old. Dismiss us with thy blessing. Give thoughts, meditations, desires, and a seeking of thy word of truth and a blessing for our own souls. Forgive all that is amiss and sinful in heart and life. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. 294, all the stanzas. Men who walk in folly's way and to evil turn aside find that sorrow will repay in those who wisdom's laws defied. Down to death's dark portals led, and they abhor in their daily bread. All stanzas of 294. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Bless you.